Billie Eilish?
That's the one.
I love that Billie Eilish.
Bad guy.
Bellio dancing like her mom.
Wow. Mom dances pretty well.
Yeah, hot is hot.
All right, Mark Thompson's with us. You look like everyone I've ever seen in Denim and Diamonds. You know that...
Oh, yeah, the country place?
Country?
Yeah, country step
oh,
dancing.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought that
dancing.
Was an outfit.
What does that mean?
I'm sure it was flattering.
I don't know.
Really, Mark?
Yeah. Oh,
no, I'm really not sure. Now that you mention it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is. Wait. I don't know. You know? It's just the way you move.
Like my mom. You really hate that dance, don't you?
No, I don't. I think it's okay. I mean, you know, if you look, if you were 21 and single, I'd sit you down and have a chat with you.
It wouldn't attract.
What are you saying? She dances something in a way that's appropriate for her age?
I think more marriage.
I see. I see.
Once you're married, I mean, what are you doing?
Married people are still hot.
She'd do that dance at her wedding?
But yeah, but single people.
Well, that's right. You weren't there.
It's a tough room, man.
Really?
It's a tough room.
It really is.
You never know where you're going to get shivved on this show. That's what's great about it.
And you never know how many people just panicked unshivved.
Mark's
I did
a professional.
Move to the dumb button pretty quick.
Yeah, like, oh. I was over the dumb button too. I thought you were going to continue with the SH word.
Oh, no, no.
I think it's, you know, single people, I think, move better or faster than married couples dance. That's all I'm saying. That's
okay,
a huge insult.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. I'm married, so that's okay. Cool. I'll take it.
Yeah. If you start moving in there quickly, we'll know that something's going down in Irvine.
We can't all dance like the dancing weatherman.
That's right.
Yes, thank you.
Mark
thank
had
you,
the moves.
That's right, man. You started that, right? Nobody else did
I
that.
I did. No, that's correct. Now you see a lot of people do it, but I was the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. Did they ask you not to do that when you first started?
I'll tell you something that I've never... They never... It was a hit right away. It got huge laughs right away because nobody could believe I was doing it.
Right.
And then... And I would only do it on Channel 13 because Channel 13 used to come to weather and I would be already at the board and they'd have some... music, you know, like, and some animation. And so that's how it started because they had the music already there. And it was more of a rock and roll newscast on Channel 13. But it became such a big thing that the general manager at Channel 11, I remember Channel 11, Channel 13, same building. I mean, as I say, I was doing it on 11, I was doing it on 13. He called me into his office. He goes, is there any way you could start dancing on the 10 o'clock show on Channel 11? Because it's so popular.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was sort of funny because I was trying to, because Channel 11 show is more straightforward, the 10 o'clock show. We had some fun, but I felt like the dancing is really, you know, out there where I could get away with it on Channel 13. Not a good
It was a great story.
No, but when you first started that, though, everyone was talking about it. I remember when, you know, even friends that I've had that didn't know we knew each other were like, hey, look at this guy on Channel 11 or Channel 13. He's dancing in the weather. It was a big deal.
He went viral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had Britt Hume did a big thing on Fox News Channel about it. Jimmy Kimmel ran it. It was really great. I mean, I had no idea.
You on Kimmel's show?
Oh, yeah. Well, they ran the clip of me dancing.
Really?
So this is what he said. I can't. He said, out of here, we got a weather guy.
That's so cool.
And he dances. I mean, it's crazy. I don't even know how to describe it. Just take a look. It's nutty.
Does it enrage you that when I put in first dancing weathermen in Google, it ain't you?
Oh, is that right? No, yeah, I didn't know that.
It's some guy
who
apparently posted his first whatever video to Instagram in 2019.
Yeah.
Nick Koser, some dude.
Yeah, I don't.
On the
I mean,
East Coast.
No, I still think
it's outrageous.
I think still think Mark was the first in a major market. You know, some idiot may have done it in Iowa.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I mean, 2 years ago, this guy Mark was doing
it.
How long
ago? In 2019. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, right. I think it was without question. I mean, even in Iowa, I think I was the very first.
Did you get to pick the music?
Well, we did. First, we did it to the animation, the music that they had up there, and I said, "Hey, I want to try to do it to like real heavy hip hop." Because it's so funny that I'm like the whitest guy, and you're hearing this really super urban kind of track, It was really fun, and I thought that made it funnier. But ultimately, then the audio guy, if he was a rock and roller, would play rock and roll, and the audio guy was so everybody kind of had their.
Before I knew you, I thought for sure that you loved that music based on how you were dancing to it. Yeah. So well done, sir.
Well, I loved having it play. You know what I mean? I really did. I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun. And I should have done it on Channel 11. You know, I just never. I never thought the audience was ready for it.
When I did put in L.A. on First Dancing Weatherman, you did come right up.
Hey!
There you go. Finally. Thank you.
Ding dong. All right.
Ding dong.
And for that, you get invited to Bellio's next wedding.
Hey. Mm. Yeah, you can perform the next wedding as well.
I'll see the video.
All right, let's get to the song. It's the Ding Dong Sing-Along. That's Amore with Dean Martin. Let's hit it. Ding dong. Sing-along.
Ding dong. Girl, here's what they say. When the moon hits your eye like a baby beats the pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like a bag of much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing the bell.
Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tippy, tippy-tippy,
like a guitar-a-nella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta for zoo, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore.
Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Why, that's amore.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing vita bella,
vita bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarinella.
Oh, Ross, that's great.
When the stars make you drool, just like pasta, when you dance down the street in the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
You're in love.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Schools of me, but you see back in old Napoli.
Choice, Bellio.
That's amore.
That's fantastic.
Right on. I did a thing once with his daughter, Dina Martin, and she talked about how, like, in his last days when he was alive, she used to take bowls of pasta fagioli to her dad before he passed away.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. He was older when he passed away. He was like in his 80s.
Yeah, right? It wasn't that long ago.
85, 86 years old. Yeah. That's really cool. All right, we continue with Vegas Week here with the Ding Dong Sing Along. Maybe a little Elvis tomorrow, right?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, definitely. Gotta do Elvis.
Yeah.
All right. Ding dong.